just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes.
Whatever it is, it's not that bad. Yes, it is. Charlie's lasagna exploded. There's bologna everywhere. Oh, God, I'm exhausted. I have been cleaning all morning. I've been sweeping, dusting, vacuuming. I've almost got the house clean enough for the cleaning service.
You're cleaning for a cleaning service?
Well, I don't want them to think me slovenly.
You remind me of my Uncle Vito.
Oh, was he fastidious, too?
No, but he always had a little piece of bologna hanging off his chin. So what's with all this cleaning?
Oh, the doctor thinks Scotty's sneezing might be an allergy. We've got to clean the entire house to find out what's causing it.
You're right to be careful. Back in Sicily, Jimmy, the snitch Fazio, had an allergy that killed him.
Poor man. What was he allergic to?
Cement.
That must be the cleaning service. My girlfriends just love them.
What's to love about a cleaning service? Hello.
Hi. We're the Studs with Suds.
And I'm the Italian in need of a stallion.
Back off, old woman, they're mine.
They were cute. That's $1 apiece.
Sophia, what is going on here?
Your couch became weightless. We're trying to hold it down.
Thanks, Sophia. Carol, I want to talk to you.
Oh, hi, Daddy. How is Washington?
What's with the steroid festival in the living room?
Daddy, those men are dedicated professionals. No germ, no microbe, no fungus will escape their scrutiny.
Carol, Scotty is my grandson. I love him. I adore him. But this is, come on, it's just an allergy. It's not a life-threatening situation. And there's no need to panic. Now, where's my Dreyfus?
At the vet's.
Oh, my God, the vet's? What are you talking about? Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you page me? What is wrong with him?
Daddy, he stepped on a thorn. He got a little infection. I thought it best to let him stay overnight. You can pick him up tomorrow morning.
All right, thank you. All right. All right, listen, I'm a little tired. I just want to take a nap. Are they almost through?
Well, they should be. They've been here 9 hours.
9 hours? What's taking him so long?
Well, I've cleaned it 3 times. How's it look now?
Perfect! Do it again.
That'll be another buck.
Washington Monument. Washington Monument again. Lincoln Memorial, Lincoln Memorial again. White House again.
So, come on, what do you think?
I think I hate 2-for-1 developing.
No.
Hello. Anybody here?
Hey, Jerome. Hi.
Jerome, we're not ready for patients just yet. Why don't you have a seat?
Oh, Washington, eh? You know, during the war, I spent quite a bit of time in our nation's capital. Can't say why. But you'd be surprised the things I know about the inner workings of that city. Can't say what.
Jerome, you're a tad early now. You wait in the waiting room. We'll be right with you.
Well, take Watergate. I was involved with Watergate. Can't say how. I was sworn to secrecy. Unless you want to hear.
No.
Dr. Weston, Dr. Douglas, you had best prepare yourselves for a big shock.
You have a PhD in English?
At approximately 9:45 last night, while I was catching up on those Medicaid forms, I heard an eerie, unearthly noise from upstairs.
Laverne, it's probably mice you were listening to.
It was not mice. And you just ended your sentence with a preposition, Captain Grammar.
Well, Laverne, I don't know what you think you heard last night, but the second floor of this building has been vacant and sealed off for years. Ever since... Never mind.
Ever since what?
Well, a couple of years ago, there was a minor disturbance upstairs.
What kind of minor disturbance?
6 gangsters were bludgeoned to death.
Well, there you have it.
There we have what?
Ghosts!
Ghosts! Oh, Laverne, come on!
Doctor, everybody knows that when people die before their time, their spirits remain behind and wander the earth. Well, my grandma told me that.
How would she know?
She was dead at the time.
Okay, Aunt Lucia, give my best to all the family in Sicily. No, these calls don't cost that much. I have one of those friends and family deals. I go to my friends and call my family. Ciao.
Sophia, could you get the door, please?
Who's there?
It's me, Harry. I forgot my house key.
How do I know it's you?
Samir, why don't you just look out the window?
How do I know you won't flash me?
Sophia, open the door.
I don't open the door for strangers.
Sophia, who's at the door?
Your father. I'm taking him on a trip to Wacky Land.
Here we go.
Look, everybody's here. Dreyfie, come over here. Look who's here. Scotty, Dreyfus home. Look at that. How's my little boy today?
He's terrific, Daddy. Not a sneeze in 2 days. That cleaning really worked. From now on, Studs with Suds will be coming twice a month.
Honey, do we really need them that often?
Well, the house gets kind of dusty.
Yeah, but I mean, they're kind of expensive.
Daddy, I want them.
Okay.
Oh, this is so nice. All is right with the world. Scotty's allergies are gone. Dreyfus is home.
Oh, no. Dreyfus, not you.
Oh, boy. I never had a dog before in my life. Oh, you're going to like it here, Dreyfus. Welcome to your new home.
This is not his new home, Charlie. It's temporary unless we absolutely prove that Dreyfus is causing Scotty's allergies.
How much proof do you need? The kid's fine, the dog shows up, the kid's sick. Case closed.
Case is not closed. We'll see what happens.
I understand, Harry. My dog is your dog.
No, your dog is my dog. I mean, my dog is my dog. You don't have a dog. And Dreyfus, listen, it was a pup. It's 7 years. He's part of my life.
I understand, Harry. He's your dog. I think I'll call him Spike.
Watch out. Take it easy. Take good care of him. No, Dreyfus, stay. You have to stay. Stay. Just stay. Stay.
Rolls, and don't forget the pork fried rice. Thank you.
All right, Chinese for lunch.
Wrong. I'm having a little get-together after clinic hours, and don't ask me what for, because I would rather not subject myself to your ridicule and skepticism.
Well, Fern, I won't make fun of you, I promise. Now, what's going on?
I'm having 6 ghosts for dinner. You to understand. But if you care to educate yourself, it's all right here in this book on the afterlife. I'm okay. You're dead.
Okay, so why don't you just give me the capsule version?
Okay. If these spirits can be convinced that they are truly dead, then they will vacate these premises and proceed to the great beyond.
So what are you going to say? Here's an egg roll. Go toward the light.
Yes. But the book says I must recreate as closely as possible the circumstances of their demise. According to my research, at precisely 9:45, they was enjoying a big Chinese dinner when they was herded up and slaughtered like so much livestock. Oh, Lord, I forgot to tell them no MSG.
Here you go, Drake. Want a piece of bacon? Dreyfus.
Daddy, you are never going to bond with your new pet unless you spend more time with him.
Carol, it was very thoughtful of you, but that is not a pet.
Just give him a chance, Daddy. He's very entertaining. Just now, he swam in the castle and out of the castle. And look, Daddy, he's not afraid of the bubble man anymore.
Very impressive, Dad.
Oh, come on, Daddy. I miss Dreyfus, too. Keep forgetting he's not here. Last night, I dropped a piece of meatloaf on the floor, and this morning, it was still there.
I guess Charlie missed it.
I feel like this is all my fault. If it weren't for Scotty and me, Dreyfus would still be here. Maybe it's time for me to move out. Did you hear what I said, Daddy?
Yeah, I thought I was dreaming, you know. Yes. I don't blame you. It's just one of those things.
Thank you for saying that. Now, come on. Make an effort. Give him a chance.
Okay. Hello, little guy. Hello, you. Want a piece of bacon?
Daddy. Call him by his name.
No, that's it. That's where I draw the line.
Daddy.
I'm not calling that thing dry fish. Dry fee.
Come here. Come here, Mike. Quick, come over here. Let me see you. Oh, my gosh, I missed you so much. I couldn't sleep. Mm.
Charlie treating you all right?
Yeah?
Basically, he's a good guy.
Hey, if that's a burglar out there, you're in the wrong house.
The guy next door is a doctor, and I happen to know he doesn't have a watchdog.
Charlie, it's me, the doctor without the watchdog.
Harry, what are you doing?
We came over to see Drife.
How would you like it if I barged in your house whenever I felt like it?
What?
You don't call. You don't knock. Next thing I know, you'd be eating my food and drinking my beer.
Frankie the Tongue Conroy, come on down. Fat Louis Kaplan, come on down. Chow time, dead boys.
Better set another place. I hear Casper's coming.
Did you come here just to mock me?
I'm sorry, Laverne. I'm a woman of science. I just can't buy into this ghost stuff.
I believe you will allow there is some things that even science cannot explain.
Yes. You, for example.
I told you, Dr. C. That's the sound I heard the other night. And now the spirits are all riled up.
Martin, that's ridiculous. We're going to go see what's going on.
I wouldn't go up there if I was you.
I know you wouldn't, but I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Then why are you taking a baseball bat?
Because I'd have to wait 5 days for a handgun.
You be careful, Doctor. Oh, and don't forget to tell him I got forks and chopsticks.
Yeah!
I'm coming, Doctor. As soon as I find a good whooping stick, and damn, you took the good whooping stick. Hey! What is this?
Not a ghost, but an incredible simulation.
Trump, what are you doing upstairs?
He was sleeping and snoring the god-awfulest snore you ever heard.
That was that noise, you snoring?
Ain't my fault. Took a piece of shrapnel during the war. Can't say where.
What was you doing sleeping upstairs?
Well, the shelter's been kind of crowded and it's nice and quiet up there. Except when you two are around.
Well, Strome, I'm sorry. We could lose our insurance. There's nobody allowed on the premises after hours except employees. Sorry, but you can't sleep here.
So I guess it's back out on the street.
Jerome, wait a minute. Now, Doctor, I've been thinking. Couldn't we use a night watchman sort of keep an eye on that second floor?
It's not a bad idea. What do you say, Jerome?
I don't know. What does the job pay?
Nothing.
I'll take it.
Very well, Dreyfish. Looks like it's just you and me. Dreyfish? Dreyfish.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Daddy, I'm totally wiped out. Would you mind holding the baby for me for a while?
Give me that little sweetheart over there. Come over here. Yeah.
Daddy, what's all over your robe?
It was over Charlie's playing with Dreyfus. Just a little dog hair.
A little dog hair? You're covered in it. And look at Scotty, Daddy. Nothing's happening.
No, he's not sneezing. He's not allergic to Dreyfus.
Daddy, this is wonderful. Then Dreyfus can come home.
Listen, I'm going to get him right away.
Here. Great.
Hold on. There you go.
Hey, Daddy, you know what would be nice? Now that we're getting Dreyfus back, why don't we give Charlie dry fish?
That's a great idea. Charlie! Charlie Dreyfy, I have great news.
You again.
This is great. The baby is not allergic to Dreyfus. It's got to be something else. My only hunch is that it's either the wool blanket his Aunt Susan sent him or that raccoon pelt that he got from Laverne.
I had a feeling you might try to pull a stunt like this.
Stunt? Jolly. Dreyfus can come home.
Don't be so sure. You may be the birth father, but I'm the adopted father. I got rights. In fact, I got a solid custody case.
Charlie, that's ridiculous.
Oh, well, Jacoby and Myers didn't think it was ridiculous. Well, Jacoby did.
Look, Charlie, I really appreciate everything you did. You really came through for me. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Can I at least have a moment with the big guy? Hey, Dreyfus. I'll never forget you, pal. You came into my life, put a smile on my face, a twinkle in my eye, a stain on my rug. Adios, amigo. I'm going to walk out that door, and I'm not going to look back.
If I lived here, I wouldn't look back either.
On the meatballs, vermicelli, and Betty's belly. My sauce, grounds for divorce. My sauce, it could kill a horse, it killed a horse, it killed a cow, it killed my mom, it killed my paw. I sure like my sauce, funicula, funicula. Hey!